Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus of Imari Marasi. And the schus Moshe Rabbeinu Rashi Mordechai Rashi Kapil Ben Yehudis. And for Yochai B'Fig Bas Mahadis Bas Yochani Kittu Bas Mami Aliza Mr. Victor Bastila Ravida. It says in the Pasuk Yedot Heida Kiger Yezar Achav etc. Vavidu Min Yosem Rabbam Yashana. Now she says that the Cheshbon Barba Meos Shana already starts from the Leido of Yitzchak. It already starts from the birth of Yitzchak. So, based on a previous year, we could understand why the Shnos Gerusa of Avraham Avinu weren't considered in the Cheshbon. We spoke about the San Haga of Mimei Kedem, that Yitzchak had the status of being a prince because he came from Avraham Avinu. So in his Madrega, this was not the ideal state. In Mimela, Avraham Avinu didn't come from the Cheshbon family. So, for him, being considered so important, it wasn't so galistic for him because everybody was giving him a Nasi Elokim. But for Yitzchak already, who came from Avraham Avinu, so for him, even though he was given a lot of kavod, and they said to him, oh, we see that God is with you, nevertheless, for him it's considered galus. Because we look at the Hanhag of Mimei Kedem, look at where he comes from. He's the son of Avraham Avinu. So it doesn't matter that he's such chashivas over here. But based on where he comes from, Ro'o Rinu Kiyashem Imach, Rashi's 26:28. We see that God is with you, but based on where he comes from, for him it's galus, even though he's not the mamish in Mitzrayim, but he could be doing much better. He's still in Eretz Lolahem, he's still in Eretz Gerar. So that explains why it's Avram. It doesn't start from Avram. It starts from Yitzchak. And I would like to understand that why does the Cheshbon of Gera start after from Yitzchak? We understand that it's not been Mikra. This has to do with the Atzmius of the Abbas of Yitzchak. And after the Yitzchak, the Gerus is going to start. This Gerus, this Xera of Golos, is included in the Parashat's Bris Ben Hapsar. Parashat Shel Bris, v'nekvar nimtza inyan brit b'torah b'noach, v'nezkeru sham munachei kiyum brit v'sechirat brit. Olam chidush echad matzano b'Avraham, ha'mofi b'pam harishona b'brit ben haptarim. Munach shel chitut brit, b'yom hu karat Hashem brit. This gzeira of galus is included in the parashat of Bris ben Hapsarim, and this parashat of Bris talks about our galus. We already have a bris by Noah. So this concept of bris is not new to Avram. We already find it by Noah. But there's one chiddush we find by Avram that the first time it's found is in Bris Ben Absarim. That is Krisa's bris. Ve'omahu Karas Hashem bris. And that's Bereishis 15:18. What is the hagdova, what is the definition of this new concept? And why does it appear dafka by Avraham Avinu? Koras Hashem Bris. What does it mean? Koras Hashem Bris. What's this krisa? Now, Bris Noach was without any lafukeh. El Shekol B'nei Olam were included in this bris. The bris of Noach, the bris of the kiyum of the world. Not bringing another mabul. The whole world is included. There's no lafukeh. No one's precluded from this bris. The bris of Avraham is shayach only to his zera. That's the idea of krisis. What does it mean, krisis? Cut a deal. What does it mean, cut a deal? You can say in English. So it means that everybody else is excluded. Krisis by Gittin. Kris Gita, that they're cut off. Krisis bris means it's a bris with you and with nobody else. And that's the Chiddush. And Noach, it was with everybody, with all of mankind. Avram, it's dafka with Avram. Me'az nesharet ma'ala zo So this is dafka by Knesset Yisrael, that we have this bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's dafka with us and with nobody else. So we find we find this emphasis in a loud voice in the pasuk immediately upon the creation of Knesset Yisrael, Kishana liyamim rishanim liyam shabara, etc. The mitzvah shemayim b'ktzei shemayim, aniya kadabra zeh agadol azeh onishma kamo. Moani sel lekim lavoy lakachas lagoy mikerav goy b'masayis ba'isayis u'maifsin. So it says you look to the earlier days, the first days, from the day God created the world, from the end of the earth to the edge of the earth. Was there anything like this? Anything heard like this? Did God take one nation from another nation with such wonders? In other words, the emphasis is sha'alna. Ask. Did this happen to anybody else? Not only to you. In other words, only with you there was a Krisis Bris. And this is Mechayev, that the Kiyum HaBris is only going to be with you. Has there any been a nation that God didn't did? He did it only with you. So this is everybody else is out and only we're in. But then we have a big kasha. Chachamim have a matveya, have a terminology that they use. The Gabi Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim, that Misaprim, we tell about all the Nisim Neflos and the Gulu of Mitzrayim, and this Prat of Rak Lecha is omitted. In the Chumash, it's Si Agadula, it's the height of greatness. Sha'alna, Haniya, Kadabra, Zeh, Agadol, Zeh, Wanisha, Makamo, has there ever been anything like this? Has anything ever been heard like this? The Dafka to you would happen. We don't find that in the Haggadah and the Sipra Al Geula. Oh, and he said, Kim Lavoy, Lakachas, Lagoy, Mikarev, Goy, Dafka, one nation from another nation, Dafka, us, this nation. Where else do we find that there's an emphasis on only us? Or where else do we see there's an emphasis that one nation was this special behavior, special Yachas relation was given to one nation over all the other nations? Dafka, Baham, so that's the Chumash says. But in Haggadah we find no zecher that there's something special about Am Yisrael that it never happened to any other nation. Hayitochein. Let's have an ishtadeh leftoch chidas tuma. So let's try to resolve this very, very puzzling riddle. In the Medrash Yudash, in the Pasuk Korotim, Hastav Kogim Chakardav, the Pasuk says that the honor of God is to hide things and the honor of kings is to investigate things until Vayichulu, it's hidden. From Vayichilu Anan, it's investigated. The Maharal explains in the Gevuras Hashem, Akdam is Hamachaber, Akdam Rishana, Shedvarim Elohim Yisod Lahalakha, Mufiya B'Mishnah Shel Chagiga, Shein Dorsin Maisi Bereshis Mishnah. We don't darish in Maisi Bereshis with two people. In other words, B'chol HaTorah, we have an inyan of Chak or Dover, in Maisi Bereshis, it's Haster Dover, it's hidden, and you can't darish in it B'Rabim. And the question is known, if it's Asur to darish in Maisi Bereshis B'Shnayim, if until Vayichulu it's considered in a Hastel Dover, so how does Gans Klal Yisrael learn Parashas Bereishis? It's considered in a Hastel Dover. This is hidden. Creation is a hidden story. We don't really know what happened over there. And the clear answer is, in the Rishonim, Muva B'Tosfos Yontov Chagiga Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, V'Yein Gan B'Sefer Zera Aleph Atzem B'Vusas Al Toilas Moron Zatzal. So look also in the Pachad, what he writes in Maimar Ayin Gimel Ois Yud, שההדגשה בכאן היא על מעשה בראשית ולא על פרשת בראשית. כלומר, we find in Chazal that they made an igla tilta, this third born calf, very good piece of meat, Sanhedrin Samachayim Beis, when they knew the Seudus of Maisha Bereshis. And this limud was l'shem Maisha Kazeh, and a limud for this Maisha is Asa Barab, therefore Parashas Bereshis, without, they would make a third-born calf, miraculously, when they knew the Seudus of Maisa, it wasn't just the third-born calf that they bought in the butcher shop, but rather it was miraculous when they knew the secrets of Maisa Bereishis. So that's what it means, Maisa Bereishis, that you're not allowed to teach how to create things. What we would call today Kabbalah Ma'asit. Kabbalah Ma'asit would be usher when it comes to Bereishis, not Parashas Bereishis. Parashas Bereishis we teach our little girls and little boys when they're 3 years old, 4 years old. We're talking here about Maisa Bereishis, meaning, like again, we find in the Gemara, Sanhedrin Samachayim Beis, that they would be able to create new things when they knew the secrets of Maisa Bereishis. That's Aser. So the Maisa part is Aser. But if you're learning Parashas Bereishis without learning the Lamaisa, then it's Mutter. So we have to know that Maisa Bereishis appears in two versions. The first is the Bria itself of Shemayim Ba'aretz, and then the Yichud of the Jewish people and this Maisa Bereishis. The word Bereishis, Rashi says, we should sell Shenikra Bereishis. And one of the explanations is that the Jewish people are called Bereishis. Sheveshitat Chala Afshar Rak Echad. There's only one Bereishis Haschala. V'Afshar L'Shtei Reishit. There can only be one Reishis Haschala. There can't be two Bechors. It can only be one Shvili Yisrael Shenikra Reishis. You can't say for someone else called Reishis. Only one nation. There can't be two Am Yisraels. Echad Yuchad B'ni Bechor Yisrael. There can't be two Bechorim. There can't be two chosen peoples. There's only one. And that's the Dalga that we've been speaking about of Chrisus Bris, of cutting this covenant that everybody else is out. And only the Kal Yisrael is in. This is a darga of Yochid of L'chol Levad, such that the pasuk that announces Sha'alna L'yamim V'shayna Maniya Katavra Gadol Azeh emphasizes this kav of Kriis's Bris, and it's rooted in Maisa Bereishis more than the Bris, the content of the Bris itself. In other words, the emphasis is on the uniqueness and the Yichud of the Nisim Dafka for Kal Yisrael. And this Yichud Nisim is the Mahadura Shniya of Bri'as Shemayim Ba'aretz. Bereishis is B'shul Yisrael Shenik Bereishis. Dafka, the Jewish people are called Reishis. That's the Mahadura Rishayna. And therefore, the Isser Lilma of Maisa Bereishis Barabim includes these two Mahaduras of Maisa Bereishis. Sai, Maisa Bereishis of Parashi Rishana Bereishis. And Sai, the Jerusha of Hakira, in the Yichud HaNisim, why the Nisim are happening Dafka to us. And that's also the Gather Hastad David. So again, there are two editions of two Mahadurot of Maisa Bereishis. Because the Bria itself is a Maisa Bereishis, which is B'shul Yisrael Shenik Bereishis. It can only be for Klal Yisrael, for the sake of Klal Yisrael. There can't be two Bechoras, there also can't be two chosen peoples. That's a Darga of Chrisus Bris. And then there's the Pasuk of Sha'alna L'yamim HaRishayim Maniya Kadavra Agadol Azeh, and that's Madgish the Kav, that emphasizes this line of Chrisus Bris B'Shorasha B'Maisa Bereishis. That it's dafka us, in other words, there's the nisim are happening dafka to us and not to anybody else. And that's really the second version, second edition of Maisa Bereishis. Maisa Bereishis for the sake of Kal Yisrael, for the Ben HaBechor. And now there are nisim that are happening dafka to us, and the pasuk of Kvoid Elohim Hastil Dover, the honor of God, is to hide, applies to both versions, both editions of Maisa Bereishis. And anybody who has a sensitive ear to the song, to the sound, to the texture, to the tune of the pasuk, sha'alna, etc., the min hayom b'roi, from the day God created the world, aniyat kedavra gadol hazeh, will hear that from the bria, from the time of creation, there was never anything like this, but now there is. In other words, now is a new bria. Dugas Maisa Yetziras Oilam HaTeva. I know it's comparing. It's saying, has there any been anything like this since creation? But now there is something new, because this newness relates back to creation. Creation is Madur Rishayna, that the creation was the first edition was for the sake of Kal Yisrael, and now we have this Yichud Nisim for the sake of Kal Yisrael, which is a parallel, which is like a second edition of Brias Oilam. According to this, it must be that this cab, that this line of Chris's Bris, is going to be omitted from that God, because on Sibiyatis Mitzrayim, there's a din of Kol Amar V'Harezim Meshuvot. And this ribui is Lav Dafka Ribui Kamuti, a ribui of kamut, of quantity, but rather it's a ribui Echuti, ribui drashot b'chol ha'shevim panim shel Torah, ribui drashes of all 70 faces of Torah. To go tiefer and noch tiefer, deeper and even more deep, to explain Maisa Bereishis. And if there was a Sha'alna, if the Sha'alna would go into the Haggadah, the din of the Ribui Droshes B'chol Shivim Ponim Shel HaTorah Nohe Gamba V'ze Yi Efshar. So, if we would mention this uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, that the Nisim are only happening to us, it would be mentioned in the Haggadah, and we would have to dash in it deeper and deeper in all the 70 faces of Torah. And that can't be, because the Panim Yiduim, the known face of Parashas Bereishis, is Maase Bereishis. And so that's a very important aspect of Parashas Bereishis, is the Maase Bereishis. And we're now at a darshan Maase Bereishis B'Shnayim. That's an Isser. So we can't limit the mitzvah to specific phases of Torah. In other words, we're only going to be darshaning some ways and not other ways. Can't be. So it's dafka two people, and it says ain dor shemais operations b'shnayim. V'lo dela shegam b'mishna nishmat zlil kaze b'lashon kos rishon. Mekadei shalav koyz shem v'kane ben shoyel. In other words, the kiddush that the etzem asher bochar banu is b'dargas krisus bris. There's no place for Sheila v'tshuva, and only afterwards in the Kaisheni we start the Sheila v'tshuva b'shnayim. And if so, the Nisim and the Tochen HaBris, that there's no limitation on darshaning these Nisim, that's included in the Haggadah. But Krisus Bris cannot be included in the Haggadah, because there's a Hagbola, there's a limit to the Ribui Drashot. So what we're saying is, to be more clear, that when we talk about the Yichud HaNisim for Klal Yisrael, that relates to Maase Bereishis. And Maase Bereishis is not allowed to be Darshan B'Shnayim. So here you have this Kana Ben Shoel. The son is asking questions, and you're Darshaning to the son. You're going to have to limit your Drashas if we talk about the Yichud HaNisim for Klal Yisrael, because that's included in the in Maase Bereishis. That's the part of the original Krisus Bris. That's the us and not them. It's like the world was created Bishul Yisrael Shenik Bereishis. It can only be one. So too, there's only one in who the Nisim are happening to. And that also relates to Maase Bereishis. So if we would start darshaning this, we'd be limited, because we can only darshan the parsha, but not the maisa. And we can't have that in Leil HaSeder. With Leil HaSeder, all the avenues have to be opened up. So when we say Kiddush, when we say Asher Bachar Banu, there's no Sheila v'tshuva, because there's no questions on that. There's no darshaning on that. Because once we darshan that, we get into Maase Bereishis. Because that's the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. So the Sheila v'tshuva only starts later. So it's part of the Haggadah, it's part of Magid, it's part of the question and answer, it's part of the give and take. You can't talk about the chosenness of Klal Yisrael, because that's Maase Bereishis, that's Bishvil Yisrael Shenik Bereishis, and that's the Yichud HaNisim for Klal Yisrael, these two Mahaduras of Priyas Olam. And that can't be darshan publicly. So therefore, it's omitted from the Haggadah, because in the Haggadah, you have to be allowed to darshan freely. And we can't do that when it comes to the Yichud, the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, because that's part of Maase Bereishis. So we would only be able to darshan in some ways and not others. So that's included in Kvod Hashem Hasdir Dabar, and Mele can't be included in the Haggadah. So that's part one. Now we get to part two. It says in the Pasuk, Titanem Sliyakul Chesel Avram Sheshbat Lavsenu Mei Kedem. So it's known to Pliya, why is Yitzchak's name omitted? Titanem Sliyakul Chesel Avram. What about Yitzchak? She says that Shem Shabbat Lav Senu is Yitzchak, but the Pasha still remains. Well, why isn't Yitzchak mentioned in the Farish? So this can be explained based on the Ramban. When he explains the union of the Shavua to Yitzchak, Yaakov needed a Shavua to protect him from the tzar of Esav, his brother. Avraham needed a shvua because he was the first. But shvua liyitzak l'shem ma? He wasn't promised anything additional in the shvua. So that's what the Ramban explains, that the kavan of the shvua is Hashem ribui kavod liyitzak, Yosef is kavod. What does this mean? Haim yesh kan rak hatzat kavod, there's no, it's just a declaration of Yitzhak's kavod without any kesher of his matregas. So we have to know that Avraham Avinu was given a haftach and a bris. And in addition to this, there was a mile that was given both in Shalchibi Yisr. In other words, Kishinit na derv kitut brit v'kita shel acherim. V'gam li Yaakov kach. Ha'isak haya mashu acher. Kolomar guf ha'tochen atzmo shel ha'brit haya inyan zot ha'kvita. Kol etzim ha'inyan shel shuwa li Yitzhak lo ba'al Hashem kvitut ha'nal. Hu yichud ha'brit elav. In other words, when it comes to Avram and Yitzchak, Avram and Yaakov, you're right, other people were excluded. But that wasn't the Etzem HaShvua. Etzem HaShvua is what they were promised. When it comes to Yitzchak, Yitzchak's the very definition, the essence of the oath to Yitzchak was that other people are going to be excluded. And that's the Hagdorah of the Ramban, Tosef is covered by Yitzchak. Shekoma sheyitbalet badam kav omer rak li, whenever it's just to that person, it's rabbi kavod. The wonder people feel special when it's only them. That's why not every kid in the class is valedictorian. It's only special if one guy is valedictorian. It's the way the world works. You only feel special if it's only you. If it's everybody, you don't feel special. You feel special that you know how to read and write. Everybody around you can read and write. Let's say you knew how to read and write Chinese. So nobody around you knows how to read and write Chinese, then you'd be considered special. You feel extra covered. So by Yitzchak, there's an Indian of Irakli, that's the Tosefis covered that the Ramban is talking about. So this Hadgash of Du and Nor Du, the person who's Rebbe, sits next to the Rebbe, the Tish, it's only him. That's the special covered. So but by Avra, the other Avis, by Yaakov and Avraham, it's Biderech Agav. That it's only you. By Yitzchak, that's the goof of the ufta, that the shvua to Yitzchak, to a seed of Eretz Yisrael, it's dafka, it's dafka, it's saying dafka to you and to no one else. That's what the Ramban means. So the mid of Yitzchak is misparish dafka, the words nishbat olav oiseinu b'loshen klolos, because oto davar, what we find by the other of us, bichlal, is the yichud of Yitzchak, nishbat olav oiseinu, shvua l'toysef is covered, this is shvua of added covered, to emphasize this klisus bris, this cutting out, this exclusion of anybody else from the covenant. So let's make it sealed. Derech mashal v'rav in a Talmud. Sheyesh l'rav inyan levazot Talmid l'toelet shelo. He wants to be mevaz of the Talmud for his toelet. It says, b'vadai shemutal lo levazoto u'levadfo. He can be mevaz of the Talmud for the sake of the Talmud's benefit. And if the Talmud is the only one that the Rav is mevaz of him, he's going to have a pius. He can say, look, the Rav chose me. He only is thinking about me. You can't take this covered from him. And this is included in Klal Yisrael. That we suffer so much. We feel time of covered. Because look at us. Everybody is after us. They don't attack a guy carrying a sack of dust, of dirt. They attack a guy carrying a sack of jewels, of gems. So why is Am Yisrael so victimized throughout history? Because we're so special. Kshiyardim yardim ad la'afar, we go down to the lowest, to the dust of the earth, and we go up, we're higher than the stars. Klal Yisrael is always special to this day. Look on the cover of any newspaper, every news show, it's always about Klal Yisrael. Somehow, the Jews always get in there, usually Eretz Yisrael, and if not Eretz Yisrael, there's some Jews involved somehow. ומשמעות הברית ברית של, של בין הפטרים. גרות ועינוי ועבדות. גזירת הגלות מתחילה מזמן לידתו של יצחק. כלומר, מזמן אב זה המיוחד במידה, מיר ונור מיר, בתוספת כבוד, גלות. אבל הכוח היחידי לסבור הגלות בפליטת עומק זה של רק אותי בחר המלך לבזותי לרדפן. דווקא מתוך כך נוכל לעלות עד לרקיע. And that's the light, the fire that burns in the heart of a person who absorbs the sound, the tune of the pasuk, and the meaning of the Bris Ben Absarim, the this Geirus, this Inui, this Abdus, this Eretz HaGolus, starts from this man Leid of Yitzchok. Because what's the Yichud of Yitzchok? Yitzchok, as we just saw, is the of. What's special about Yitzchok is Mir or no Mir, me and only me. That's the Mid of Yitzchok, that's the Avus of Yitzchok. Me and only me, that's the Tosefos Kavod that the Ramban was talking about, that the bris is dafka with him, the shvuah is dafka to him, and not to anybody else. That's the gufa of the shvuah, and not just derech agav, that it happens to be to him, and not to anybody else. That's the content. That's the derech agav. By Yitzchok, it's the essence of the shvuah that is only to him. So it's exclusionary. That makes him special. That's the Tosefos Kavod. So that's the fatherhood. That's the avus of Yitzchok. So yes, it's golus, but it's golus that we know that we're special. We know that we're so special. That things are so rough for us, and things are also going to be so great for us. That's what the Rosh Yeshiva quotes elsewhere, in another Shmuz, a pasuk from Amos, Gimel Beis, like Eschem Yodati Mikom Mishpuchos Ha'adama. So because the Jewish people are so special, I know dafka you from all the families of the earth. And therefore, when we get it the worst, because we have the most hashgacha, and God cares the most about us. So when we get it the worst, and we're also, when we get it, we're going to get it the best. Because we're the preferred son. So that's the Yisod HaDvarim, and that's why the Bris Ben Absarim, the Golus, begins with Yitzchak Avinu, because he's the of Golus, that it's going to be Dafka us, Dafka Klal Yisrael. So Dafka, this Golus, this Bizayon, is a Kavod. So we want the Golus to start, because obviously it's all for the best. So it has to start with the Kavod. So that's incredible. And thank you so much for listening, and hopefully we will revisit this, because this is not a shame. Such a chash of Inyan. Understand the meaning of our galus and our galula, the tafkid of Klal Yisrael in the world. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.